Ejigayo Shababao came to the United States to sing. Gigi, she goes by that name now, spent several years performing in Ethiopian communities around the country, from Oakland, California to Washington, D.C. But her audience began to grow wider after she sang on the soundtrack to a Hollywood film called Endurance, the story of an Ethiopian Olympic runner. Gigi now lives in New York City, and she's been collaborating with some big names in jazz and pop, among them Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock. Her new CD is called simply Gigi. And Gigi joins us now from our studio in New York. Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Now, let's get some background on you, first of all. Were you a professional singer in Ethiopia?
Not really. I started to sing in clubs, in school, but I weren't supposed to be a singer. Not supposed to, but according to my family's interest, they didn't want me to be a professional singer. They wanted me to be somebody, you know, educated and respected, and I think every family wants that for their children. And I understand that, but that was my passion to be a singer, and I wanted to express everything, and I want to sing music.
I read that your parents hired a priest to come to your house when you were growing up to teach your brother to sing so that he could then become a priest and sing in the church.
Yes.
And that you, though, loved so much the lessons that you would kind of hide behind the couch and listen in on the sly.
Yes. My father, my dad and my mom wanted to have a boy, I think. So three of us were girls, so they say to God, oh, if we have a boy, we will promise to you, we'll dedicate it to the church, we'll learn everything about the church, and he'll become a priest. So when he was born, he was start to walk, they hired a priest. He started to teach him the songs, and I learned all the songs, and I think it's just something that I always love to do. Even my mom tells me when I was a very little girl, I don't even remember, but she says I always eat my food and turn down my plate and start to play drums and sing. Good fellas and rope,
So Gigi, is your style of music, is it kind of a blend of traditional sound and traditional style and more modern? How would you describe the style of your music?
I think it's just a little piece of Ethiopia interacting with the world. And my experience is growing up in Ethiopia and being for a couple of years in Kenya, listening to a lot of different records and listening to a lot of American pop music and West African music, South African music, Indian music, you know, movie soundtracks. From all that experience, I don't think it represents all that, but I feel like it's a little bit modern than the way Ethiopian music is written most of the time. But it has that traditional element, especially in the lyrics. I'm talking about Ethiopia, the beauty of it, the culture, and the River Nile. It gives you a lot of information about generally about Ethiopia and the culture, the landscape, you know. And the modes that I write the songs with are very Ethiopian.
Can you describe some of those modes and kind of give us an example?
Like, let's say there's tzitta. Tzitta itself, the meaning is memory. So anything you want to remember, most of it fits with that mode. It's like a sound of memory, sound of something you want to remember. It's very blues. Tzitta yantaw nuh tzitta melabunyi tzitta yantaw nuh tzitta melabunyi amatallahu yalku yakarrabunyi bafarasim tallinyi bamila salsaw bafarasim tallinyi bamila salsaw Machia baklo ya gal undu suyal so. Machia baklo ya gal undu suyal so. Lanta musicano, e ne ha malata. Lanta musicano, lanta musicano. Tisitano, maudat, and I've got no taradao. Tisitano, maudat, and I've got no taradao. La 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 la. That's the skill. So that's called tisita. And there is ambassel also. Ambassel is another mode which you can talk about, you know, like mountains and rivers and nature, but it's a nice mode to write. And let's say the song I am number four on the record is called Abai. It's about the River Nile, when it is started, and I picked that mode to write about Nile because this is ambassel is a very majestic sound, a very majestic mode.
Some of the lyrics are, we blame it all on you, our famines, our thirst, our miseries, your fault, you never answer us, don't even turn to see what keeps you going there. You're talking to the river.
Yes, going there to Egypt, to Sudan, when Ethiopia, when we suffered from, dryness and all the horrible things that happened last, probably 30, 40 years about Ethiopian famine. And all that people say, we have River Nile. You know, the Ethiopian writers wrote a lot of things about the River Nile, like as if that the River Nile is the person to be blamed. You know, they curse him, they curse the name of, the river. It's kind of funny thing, but they write about that, but I'm saying that we shouldn't blame the river. You know, river is just going, it's the water. And I say that as a joke because, those writers write about Niles, crossing it and stuff like that.
You could choose to sing in a different language. Why do you choose to sing in your native language?
And I'm Amharic. There's many things I want to give my, messages to my community, my country. And Amharic is a very deep language. You can say in one statement, you can say many, many, many things. I don't have that much of knowledge to be able to write the way I write in Amharic, to write in English. On top of that, words doesn't really matter these days. You know, music is what's really what you give in the phrasing, the way you sing it, is especially if you can say what you want to say in the melodies. If you can give that message to people, if my music reaches that point, words are not important.
Thank you, Gigi. It was a pleasure talking to you and hearing you give us an impromptu performance.
Thank you very much. I hope my man.